It's March the 19th, 2020. From the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. Welcome to my website. Glad you can come by. Spend some time with me today. As I present a question, is there a place for dreaming now? I know I sound like a doomsday prophet. I'm not. I have all of our best interests at heart. But I think it's time for us to do some self-evaluation. That's what I'll call it, self-evaluation. Is there a place for dreaming these days? I like to read from a poet. He's about my age now. I'm not going to give you his name. Maybe some of you will run this through your computer and see who wrote this. These marvelous words, they were first written in the year of 1981 and my goodness, they influenced me for a heck of a long time. Is there a place for dreaming in the corners of your mind? In a world where dreams are broken and dreams are hard to find, do you dream and weep sometimes about the way things should be? Come dreaming with me. Dreaming with me. Admission, it's free. Do you dream of another country where there is no push and shove, where the rich don't rule and the poor are fed and the only law is love, where a neighbor is a neighbor and there is trust and loyalty? Come dreaming with me, dreaming with me. Admission is free. When I was a boy, I used to daydream a lot. And they told me that it would not last. Wouldn't have time for such a waste of my mind. When my life started moving fast, but now I'm grown. And I find that with no dream is a dream that I cannot bear. So, if it's all right, I'd like to open my mind and see if my dreams are still there. Is there a place for dreaming in the corner of your mind? In a world where dreams are broken and dreams are hard to find, do you dream and weep sometimes about the way things should be? Come dreaming with me, dreaming with me. Admission, it's free. Do some of you wish this global crisis situation would go away? Have you been listening to the news? death rate doubling, tripling in certain countries? It's really looking bleak out there. What do you think? Are you getting, listen, now the news is that people are getting fed up from staying home. I got a good suggestion for you if you got to stay home. I'm sitting in the Lucy Coleman studio right now and I'm looking at this hardwood floor. It needs a sanitizing thing put on it. I got on a pair of sweats. I'm thinking about getting me a bucket of soap and disinfectant. And I'm thinking about cleaning this office floor, shining everything in it, going from room to room in my house. What do you think? What are you going to do since you're locked in? Oh, my goodness. And you know what? I'm going to read another poetic writing from this. Ooh, I think he's a great artist. Let's talk about, because I mentioned yesterday about America's drive to get toilet paper, and I think I ended up by saying that we are full of stuff. If you heard my webcast, I know it's kind of unsettling for people to think out loud like that because we're so used to people trying to get us to think in positive terms about how life ought to be around us. But most of us have lived by the waters of luxury. By the waters of luxury, we set and tried to sing again. We hung our harps on the traffic signs because the music would not come. In our capital captivity, heated and cool with central air, in an alien land that we made for ourselves, we tried to remember home. We tried to remember home. Did we really forget so soon? We were strangers in a foreign land, sent as insurgents for the Prince of Peace to work for kingdom come. Were we seduced by the enemy and taught to play in the oppressor's band? And did the wrangling and jangling down the sound of the songs of home. Come ye rich now, come and play with a hallelujah, amen. Belly's full, now come and pray with a hallelujah, amen. Wealth is yours, yours to have, having to hold with a hallelujah, amen. Bow before your cross of gold with a hallelujah. Amen. Jesus loves me. This I know. With a hallelujah. Amen. Middle class bank book tells me so. With a hallelujah. Amen. Faith begets prosperity. With a hallelujah. Amen. And a little bit left for charity. With a hallelujah. Amen. Oh my God, yes, yes. And I listen to the religious people. I watch them. I hear what they have to say. You know, the positive thinkers, you have to think positive. There's one guy on Facebook, and he was saying, I just want to give you something. Don't think about the negative. Oh, you better think about the negative. Man, if this isn't warfare, I don't know what is. By the waters of luxury, we sat and we tried to sing again. Hung our harps and the traffic signs because the music wouldn't come. In that capital captivity, heated and cooled by central air, in an alien land that we made for ourselves, we all but forgot our home. 'Tis a gift to be simple. 'Tis a gift to be free. 'Tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when you find yourself in the place just right, to be in the valley of love and delight, when true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend, we will not be ashamed. To turn, turn will be our delight. Till by turning, turning, we come around right. Ah, good words, poetic words. I know you say, John, what are you reading? I'm reading from the words of an album that came out by Ken Medema called Kingdom in the Streets. This album came out in 1981. And I got up this morning and I was preparing breakfast, a couple of scrambled eggs with little tomatoes chopped up in it, and a toasted piece of bread and a cup of coffee. And I was listening to the words and I said, you know, they don't make music like this anymore. They don't talk to us like that. Gosh, if I were to analyze religious music today, oh, my God, they're all claiming this, claiming that. You know, the day for all that tomfoolery is done. I still hold to what I said yesterday. I believe that what God is allowing us to experience would be tantamount to, well, it would be tantamount, it would be tantamount to kind of a way to get our attention. Check it out. Most people are at home, working from at home. For how long? Hey, I've been since 2016 working from at home. So I'm used to being at home. And it's kind of nice because I'm not getting a lot of phone calls here at my home. Not getting a lot of people coming by. I think people are adhering to the travel restrictions if they are out. They're out for a specific reason. And I kind of like that. And you know what? I think I'm going to stop this at 15 minutes because there's no reason for me to go on. Clean your house up. If you have children around, take charge. Tell them what they're going to do. I was speaking with my grandson last night over the phone, and he said, boy, mama looked at me the other day, and if looks could kill, I said, right. Oh, you're going to listen to mama, all right. So take the authority back, parents. Is there a place for dreaming? Not now. It's time to get things done. In the real world. Thank you for coming to my website today. I hope you guys are cool. I am. I'm feeling good. The sun's peeped out, so I'm going to jump out there in it. Sounds like a winter to me. God bless you, folks.